With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
This is not the first time I have had Dr. Guy Hatchard on our program, hatchardreport.com, to talk about stats. We've been there before. I think the last time we talked specifically about stats, it related to the birth rate. And that was a bit of a shocker. Guy is back with us this morning because more stats are out. Guy, what does it tell us? What are they saying?
Well, the birth rate, which was stable from 1975 to 2013, has declined 30% since that time. And in the last calendar year, the last 12 months, the rate declined by a further 4%.
I'm just churning over the math on that. So in a very short time, what was the baseline year that you talked about for the last
75 to 2013?
75.
Pretty
okay.
Stable in New Zealand, which was sort of bucking the trend worldwide, really.
Yeah.
There has been a long-term decline. And the number of reasons for that are,
We've been there, talked to people who know about that. The way that that women sort of participate in society these days, more working and less time for being a mother, et cetera, right?
Yeah. It's concerning and you don't hear much about it. And there are many, many reasons for it. Now, the rate of excess deaths is slightly down on the previous 12 months. But deaths are still up around 2,000 deaths a year on pre-pandemic levels. And that's,
right.
Even taking account for the fact that our population has been fluctuating. We should be very, very concerned about that. Look, this is 20 Christchurch earthquakes.
Yeah, it's okay.
40 yeah. Christchurch mosque attacks. It's 27 times greater than our homicide rate.
It's 4747 crashes.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. And no one seems concerned. And I'm especially outraged at the complete lack of detail. The statistics that are now being churned out are limited to sort of age, sex, and ethnicity. We don't actually know what the people are dying from, which is right. Really your first question when you have someone who died. Well, what happened to them?
Yeah, of course.
You don't ask, perhaps you do ask how old they are, but you don't usually ask about their ethnicity or sex. So we don't know what the people are dying from, but we have some hints. And this is all we get in New Zealand. Cardiac deaths and cancer deaths are up. But by how much and in what categories, we haven't been told. And if we don't know this, you can't craft an appropriate response to the current health crisis.
Hmm.
And hospitalization and disability rates are admitted to be way up and out of control. But again, the official stats are limited to things like emergency room response times. But we do have overseas data. Leading oncologist Professor Del Gleish in the UK suggests these categories particularly. Reactivations of melanomas, that means sudden reactivations of cancers that were supposedly cured. Lymphomas, that's cancers of the lymph system, very concerning. Leukemias, colorectal cancers, that's bowel cancers, kidney cancers. A Japanese study published in a journal indicates increases in all cancer types after receiving the third COVID vaccine booster. But we only have snippets of information here that have been sort of secreted out as if they're contraband. A Dr. Frisell of Otago Medical School let slip in a recent interview, I'm sure he didn't intend to, that the rate of colorectal cancers in young New Zealanders under age 40 accelerated in 2022. Why? I mean, these are the questions you keep asking, why and who cares?
Well, it's obvious, Guy, isn't it? I mean, that tracks exactly pretty well with the timeline of the you-know-what. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it is. And of course, there are a whole range of effects during the pandemic. You know, people's psychology was affected and so on and so forth. So, there's a lot to be unpacked, but no one is unpacking it.
And that's a tell, isn't it? It's a big tell.
So. Yeah, well, I think so, yes. People are rushed off their feet and they can't... they simply can't deal with anything. And then the government has these sort of flimsy promises that by 2030, everything will be fine.
How do they know that?
Well,
they got a crystal ball or something.
I think they're in their crystal ball. They look into it and they think, no one will care. We can promise anything. It's a sort of, I mean, I don't even know where they get these ideas from and how they think people won't be awake to this. Because people are
on those numbers, they must be, Guy. Because that's deaths, right? That's excess deaths. That's not excess injury or conditions. The excess deaths is just the bit of the iceberg sticking above the water, is it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, cancers take time. In the last few days, literally my closest colleague and best friend that I went to university with, we both studied theoretical physics. He had had leukemia and he had been pronounced clear of leukemia completely, cancer-free. And he went into hospital suddenly and died within a matter of days. Yep. Came back like a roaring train.
Oh, dear.
He didn't even have his family with him. It just took him like that.
Wow. Okay, well, that's scary for a lot of people.
Well, it is scary, and we're reading about these things almost every day in the papers. They don't seem to be afraid of publishing these sort of tragic stories. But who's asking why? I mean, this is the role of the press, isn't it? Traditionally, they had to ask why.
Well, actually, you make a good point, because I've noticed that. And they're quite melodramatic, some of them, and I get why that is, because they want the clicks. But it's kind of put in your face. I would have thought that it would be better not to say anything.
Well, who calls the shots at the paper? The other day, the Daily Mail had a huge article about Ozempic, which was carefully researched. Ozempic is this weight loss drug that everyone's raving about. And it was basically a long, long article about the side effects and unpleasant side effects of the drug, which are serious.
Yeah.
And the next day, they published a huge article, which was obviously a placed article, in which it said, almost everybody in the country might benefit from having this drug.
Everyone.
All sorts of things like cancer. And I mean, it gave a huge long list of, diseases for which there was no research basis that they said that they thought that this might really help. That tells you who's calling the shots at these newspapers.
Yeah, it's some kind of Stockholm syndrome almost, isn't it?
Well, yeah, modern medicine is going in the wrong direction. We discussed this.
But you go back to the person the entity or the medical system that harmed you for more help.
Yeah, I look, the other day I was talking to, I had my hair cut, and I was talking to the hairdresser, and I just mentioned the fact that I had some serious illness, which I had since I last saw her. And I mentioned the fact that with me, there was some kind of genetic predisposition, because my mother had a very similar thing. And she said, everything is genetic, isn't it?
So you can blame it on the person's genetics.
Yeah, well, it's completely not true, actually. The biggest influence on your life is what you eat, how much rest you get, how much exercise you get, and how happy you are.
It's funny, people talk about conspiracy theories, but this is kind of like talking with stats here and no explanation or no digging, well, to any level at all. That seems to be a conspiracy of silence.
It's box ticking, isn't it? You can imagine an army of civil servants who've compiled this data, and then they said, well, yeah, that's done. We know how many people died last year. Let's publish.
And yeah, but for no other entity to respond or pick up on it or call it out,
yes,
is kind of a conspiracy of silence.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, wow.
It's what Justice Mann said after the
orchestrated litany of lies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Conspiracy of silence and a litany of lies.
Yeah, that's right. I want to get your comment on this. I'm reading this from the Public Health Communication Center Aotearoa. The PHCC guy. Fun to stay at the PHCC. figure the village people. And it's a piece, the names on it, Michael Baker, John D. Potter, Nigel French, Nick Wilson, well, there's a whole bunch of names associated with it. Influenza A, which is H5N1 virus, a major cause of highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu, is causing concern. It continues to evolve and infect new hosts. And there's a quote from that that I want to read. And that is this: public health authorities in New Zealand, I think this is from Michael Baker, need to update the national pandemic plan to cover the full range of H5N1 scenarios. The publicly available version is still the pre-COVID influenza plan. The revised plan needs to fully support public health and social measures, border management to exclude cases, case isolation, contact tracing and quarantine, ventilation upgrades. There's that ventilation. And masking, well, as far as I'm aware, it's, I won't say a swear word, piece of, you know what.
And well, this is a wonderful article, isn't it? Because you did just do a little bit of digging, which I don't, which presumably, well, I wonder whether these people have done it. There have been, it said, an extremely high mortality rate among the several hundred people known to be infected. Well, that sounds really rather frightening, doesn't it? If you just dig a little bit into that, this is over a 27-year period in 23 countries, which works out to less than one person per year per country over the last 27 years.
Yeah, huge.
So this is not a serious concern, because so far there have been no human-to-human H5N1 transmissions. The worrying thing that has led this to surface is that the flu has been found in U.S. dairy cows. I don't know whether it has affected their health, but it has been detected. And they don't know how it spreads. But my goodness, how many things are there in the world that seem a little frightening, but we don't quite know how they work? It's a long, long list, and certainly no reason for us here in isolated New Zealand to start completely changing our public health system.
Well, the other thing is, they don't believe anything they say anymore. So there's that bar that they've got to get over, as far as me and many other people are concerned. But just the sky's falling in, according to him. And he's even talking about things that we know don't work. Masking, we know doesn't work, unless you've got some sort of, you know, like one of those early underwater diver's suits, you know, with brass threads that screw in and everything. And physical distancing, we know, really doesn't work as well. In fact, the jury's out on how these pathogens actually spread.
And well, I mean, in this like one, it hasn't been record. Spreading. It hasn't even been spreading. So
yeah, well, there you go.
I think it's sort of Michael Baker and a few other names who I, you know, we've heard many times before, trying to relive their glory days.
Yeah.
That's about the size of it, really. My goodness. They should be concerned about 2,000 people who died in the last 12 months, more than was expected to die. That's what they should be concerned about. And we should be finding out what they died of. and what we can do to...
And why the birth rate's gone down 4% just in a short period of time compared to that span that you're talking about from 75 onwards.
Yeah, the renewal rate is 2.1 and we're down to 1.5. So we're not renewing our population. But that's happening all over the world. It is of enormous concern. It's absolutely huge concern, actually.
And I wonder if some of that dip is, I think we talked about last time, we need to see if that's associated with what we're talking about as well. Don't we?
Well, yeah.
Of course we do.
Yeah. Very complex question.
Yeah.
Actually, working that one out is, again, you see, you to get into any field of science, you need to really do detailed research.
Just keeps getting better, doesn't it? Not.
Oh, gosh. Well, you can't make this sort of stuff up. I mean, these are cliches, aren't they? But they're so appropriate. I despair at the sort of the wall of silence and the, you know, I keep asking the question, well, who owns New Zealand's media? Who's actually telling these papers what they can and can't put in it?
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to know the answer, the true answer to that.
Yeah,
I wonder if we'll ever find out. All right, well.
That's your job.
We try. We had to just stay in business first. We managed to do that.
All right,
Guy, thanks for coming on and giving your the information and your views on that. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul. Good to talk.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.